Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for moving on behalf of mankind and making this new and this better covenant available, that we can come and we can know you. And in knowing you, we know love. And in knowing love, we have wisdom. And in having wisdom, we have light to know what is darkness and to just stay the light, just to stay in the beauty of your goodness, protection, provision, plan, the good works laid out for our lives. So thank you. This today, again, we can just commit our time to you, Father God, this day to you. Your will be done. Your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Our readings is Philippians chapter 2, precious brothers and sisters, and then it's from verse 1 to 4.
Look at how much encouragement you found in your relationship with the Anointed One. You are filled to the overflowing with His comforting love. You've experienced a deepening friendship with the Holy Spirit and have felt His tender affection and mercy. So I'm asking you, my friends, that you be joined together in perfect unity, with one heart, one passion, and united in one love. Walk together with one harmonious purpose, and you will fill my heart with unbounded joy. Be free from prideful opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourself. Abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests.
Hallelujah. You know, here we've got a lot of requirements come about because of our unity with the Lord, our becoming one spirit with Him, being born again. And so all these things about unity and thinking of putting others first and abandoning selfishness, all those things can't be done if verses 1 and 2 is not taking place. That's like the foundation. If you haven't got the foundation right, then that your unity is just going to be worldly, which is demonic. But when you take hold of the encouragement you found in your relationship with the Anointed One, that means you have dedicated your life to Jesus. You were self-seeking. You were influenced by the world, you were influenced by others, but then you had to come to a place where there was a divorce from the world, from self, from others, to know the living God. And that's where light and love and you find yourself and you find your purpose, and you can overflow with the love that is reality, which is from God. He pours, Romans 5 verse 5, He pours His love into your heart. And this is a deeper thing that just grows. And then from growing, you witness. You witness what you see and hear. And then you're building on the foundation of Jesus. You've come into it, the new covenant. You received a new spirit. Your heart is constantly being ignited with the love in the laws, that the goodness of God is coming from the inside now in the new and the better covenant. And then all the other things follow. So that's where true compassion comes from. That's where true unity comes from. And that's where we can walk together when we are on that foundation. But if we're not loving the word, I love it in John 14. He speaks about sending the Holy Spirit, and then you love the word that the Holy Spirit gives. But it doesn't stop there. It says, and then you, when you love the word, the Holy Spirit, the letter kills, the spirit makes alive, then Jesus reveals Himself to you, and the Father reveals Himself to you. Why? Because this is eternal life. You know the Father and the Son. You see, if you don't grow in that, you are still comparing yourself to the world, and you're still wanting to please others and please the world. It doesn't work. You got to be built on the foundation of relationship and then staying in the love for the word. And then what happens there, the Judas, not Iscariot, the other Judas, says to the Lord, how will you come and reveal yourself to us and not to the world? So there we can see there's a revealing, a relationship, a beauty that's come from heaven itself that we can walk in. And it's not for those that haven't turned to the living God, made him their Lord and master of all. And then Jesus explains, because they don't love my word, and therefore I won't come and make my home a home with them. But if they love my word, me and my Father will come make a home with them. In other words, I'll bring about the family plan for our lives. So guys, the important thing, the relationship with the anointed one, and then you don't get deceived. And we can see just a darkening taking place in the world coming from the evil one. And if you're not sitting at the feet of Jesus and drawing from Jesus, you'll be lying on the lap of Delilah, lying on the lap of the world, on others, on people. But when you're sitting at the feet of Jesus, you'll be developing on schedule. And this is what this whole corona deception and lies we are getting has fooled you. No, you haven't. You're not staying in your relationship. You've become an adulterer or adulteress. So get close to your God. Your God knows you. He knows what to lead you. He loves you. He meets you where you're at, but he doesn't leave you where you're at, and he takes you forward in his love, in his plan, bringing the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.